You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 from Wired.
Brought to you by Hot Seat, a new memoir from Jeff Immelt, the former CEO of General Electric. Raw, honest, intimate. Hot Seat is that and more, as Immelt recounts what it's like to be a leader in times of crisis. Buy your copy of Hot Seat today, wherever books are sold.
Biden seeks a deal for 100 million more Johnson & Johnson doses, wealthy nations hoard shots, and travel groups advocate for COVID-19 passports. Here's what you should know. The Biden administration plans to purchase an additional 100 million doses of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine on top of the initial 100 million the drug maker has already agreed to provide. This second order would likely be delivered in the latter half of 2021. The White House is reportedly trying to secure more vaccines to plan for all possible contingencies, like the chance that booster shots would prove necessary to protect against new variants. Early on in the pandemic, wealthy nations cut deals with multiple drug makers knowing not all of their vaccines would make it through trials. This means that now the richest countries in the world have pledged to buy many times more doses than they need, all while much of the rest of the world struggles to secure their share. The WHO and UNICEF-led COVAX initiative is working to right this imbalance, but it can only procure a fraction of what rich countries are buying. This is troubling not just for ethical reasons, but also because we can't eradicate this virus if there are still populations in which it can thrive. And U.S. airlines and nearly 30 travel and labor groups are asking the Biden administration to develop a COVID-19 digital passport system where people could show proof of negative coronavirus test results or vaccination status to travel and potentially avoid having to quarantine. They hope that this would boost tourism and economic recovery, but White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said yesterday that the administration wants to get more people vaccinated before figuring out safe ways to move around the country. And the CDC still advises that even people who have been vaccinated should avoid travel. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.